First John, 4th chapter. TJ mentioned it again, and I hear it almost every week from somebody that the spirit ain't like it one time was. And everything that I can see with my natural eyes has changed. And sin has increased, and we've got access to sin more than we've ever had before, and can go and do whatever we want to do, when we want to do, and I've noticed two or three places lately that the cafes are full. They're standing in line everywhere. And it ain't been long ago. It was a treat when you could get a hot dog and a drink for a quarter. It was a treat. So there ain't nothing the same. 10 and 11 cents a gallon for gas. So there ain't nothing the same. Charlie Fry had it 12 and 13 cents for a long time. Nothing the same. But I thought about, and this is controversy, and don't even agree with me, just make your own opinion, but there's nobody knows on pre-tribulation or post-tribulation. Pre-tribulation, the Lord catching us out before the tribulation period. And post, we'll be in it. And I don't care for telling anybody my belief. Don't follow me. Follow what God leads you out of the Word of God. But I see that very possibly we could be into 3.5 years of the tribulation if we're still here when this comes. I'm hoping I can go on to heaven before all this starts. But I need to be in shape. Amen. The church nowhere is in shape to handle trouble. We can't handle the smallest of troubles because we're spoiled. Because we're spoiled. The 4th chapter of 1 John, and I ain't going to preach, I'm just going to try to read. Don't feel good at all today, but praise God I'm able to be here. Copeland said, Papa, you don't have to go, and I don't. I don't have to go, but I need to go. 4th chapter of 1 John. And he said, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Many false prophets are gone out into the world. And we think about this. This was 2,000 years ago that they were already out here. And he said, Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. And the only way we can know the Spirit of God is to be totally in God's will. We may think we know every piece of Scripture, can quote one verse right after another, and we may think we've heard this preach, we've got it all down pat. But I'm going to tell you, the devil is so sly. The false prophet is so sly. The Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, is so sly that if God don't reveal it to us, we don't get it. We don't get it. And that's what's wrong with our world today. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And if we confess it, I believe we'll live it. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And he said, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist. And that's kind of what it's on my mind is the spirit of Antichrist. Totally against the Word of God. And I thought about in our governmental system and those that are making rules and in our supreme justice and our judges and all of this, they're so easy for a spirit of Antichrist to come in. All these that are making laws on the gay rights and the abortions. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be up front. If they come out of California and get me, it don't matter. It don't make a lot of difference to me. But I'm going to tell you, the white man is beat to death. Amen. In America today.
Amen.
And our news media and our government, I've preached black funerals. I've stayed with black people in Jamaica. I spent the entire week in Jamaica with black people. Try not to be prejudiced. But neighbor, it's hard to be the same when you're the one that's beat down. And I've done 2 or 3 black funerals, and I will do another, and that don't matter to me. But neighbor, I'm going to tell you, white lives matter too.
Amen.
And our law officers are just like everything else. There's some corrupt, but there ain't all. And we got some corrupt preachers. But they ain't all. We got some corrupt deacons, but they ain't all. So you can't judge one. Can't judge all but one. Amen. He said, the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. The spirit of Antichrist 2,000 years ago was already here. Well, can we look at the technology that's happened and the freedom that America's had just 200-300 years? Can we look at how we have grown since the 50s and how things is, how smart aleck our little kids have got and how knowledgeable our little kids. Some of these little bitty kids can make me ashamed with a cell phone or a computer or a tablet. They can jerk it out. I saw a little girl the other day. She was about that high, just cute as a button. Had a little pink cell phone and them little tight britches just prancing along. I'm going to tell you, and they come up with an attitude. They come up with an attitude. Amen. And they won't mind parents. I was talking to old buddy over there today. He had to have some muffler work done. And he's talking about the little boy reached up at one of the stores there in Dobson, Food Line. Said he reached up and jerked a box of cereal down, throwed it on the floor, riding in the buggy. She finally got him out of the buggy and he walked off. Like from here to the window, he showed me a car how far he'd walked off. Jerked down 2 more boxes. He said, Mama said, I told you better not do that. Said the little boy was probably 4 or 5, and he said, shut up. Shut up. And we wonder what that is. That's the spirit of Antichrist. Rebellion against the rules, rebellion against the church, rebellion against mom and dad. And we've read 3 verses or 4, and we've come up about false prophets and the spirit of Antichrist, and it's already here.
Amen.
2,000 years ago, he said, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
And there could be great controversy, I know, on some of this scripture. But we know, and I say it almost every week, the Spirit of God don't dwell in an unclean temple. If the Spirit of God is not in there, neighbor, I'm going to tell you the spirit of Antichrist is.
Amen.
The spirit of the devil.
Amen.
The spirit of our flesh.
Amen.
I found out a long time ago, even before I got saved, that my spirit was unruly and that I had to be being led by something, because sometimes I'd go get drunk and didn't want to. Yeah. I'd go do things that I'd say I'm not going to go. Have y'all done that? How about if you ever said, I ain't going to get mad and I ain't going to cuss no more? I'm done with that. Without the Spirit of God in there, you ain't do away with some of them habits we had. I thought when I got saved, I liked mashed potatoes before and I like mashed potatoes now. I wasn't crazy about black-eyed peas and I ain't crazy about black-eyed peas now. So if I let my flesh rule, when Janet put black-eyed peas on the table, I wouldn't eat them, or I'd say, I don't like them things, what are you doing? I could let the flesh rule, or I could be a good spiritual soldier of God and say, Mama, I thank you for fixing me a meal. I thought since TJ went in the back, I seen Tiffany bought him some water. And he talked like, he said if she would hang out clothes for him, that he would do better. So he may even preach if she starts hanging out clothes for him. I don't think Janet hung mine out till I started preaching. She got ashamed of us how we'd come to church. But seriously, have you ever pissed a fit and then were so sorry that you said things? So ashamed? That's the spirit of the devil. The spirit of our flesh.
It's amazing how God can deliver you from that stuff. The power of prayer.
Easy.
It's the hardest thing in the world. One of the hardest things I've walked away from in my Christian life is about anger and cussing.
Yeah. And you know, it may not bother some of you.
But everybody's got at least one thing.
But everybody's got something.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to tell you, I got a truckload. I got a truckload of problems. Yeah. The biggest is Bill. And the rest of them are a little bit lighter. But the spirit of Antichrist, I really got to thinking about it when Brother Anderson said that he couldn't take his family back. And I remember our first pastor's boy, Kenneth Phipps. And they stayed in Arabia, and I talked to his wife a good while there when Kenneth was down sick. And they were over there working on power lines, making great money. But she said there was only certain times and certain places in Arabia that you could go out. You had to obey the laws there. And I really remember, after dark in Israel, they wouldn't let us out on the street. That's in Israel. They walked in front of us and behind us when we went to church in Israel. So think, we all come at the time we wanted to, when we wanted to, and we stop alongside the road and pray if we want to. Oh, how we're blessed in this country.
Amen.
And he said, they are of the world. Let me read that again. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. So they say, you're judging me. But when they speak of things of the world, they are of the world.
It is.
And the world, whether they want to believe it or not, It's following the spirit of Antichrist. Amen. It's not working towards God. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. We are of God. Old John is getting some age on him, I believe, here, and he's mellowing up a little bit. He said, we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. And he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There it is, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The spirit of God and the spirit of Antichrist. And that's all there is to it. And we're following one or the other of them. You can judge them by their voice. Some said they were Jews. Said they were Jews, and he said, your voice, your speech betrays you. Your speech betrays you. It ain't no problem to tell that I wasn't raised in New York. How about you, Shannon?
Amen.
My speech betrays me that I was somewhere around the old Blue Ridge Mountains. Amen. Beloved, let us love one another. You can tell Henry wasn't raised right here around the Blue Ridge Mountains. He's worked on it, but he wasn't raised right here in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he said, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And I thought with the spirit of Antichrist and the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, and the spirit of truth, it's hard for us to separate love and lust. They've got three or four names for different loves, but all I know is agape love. All I know is just the love of God. And if I don't love my neighbor as myself, I don't love God. He said, God is love. So is there any reason we ain't having services like we used to? I feel guilty. Every time somebody says we're not having it like we used to, I feel guilty. But we ain't walking to church no more. We ain't having to catch a ride to church no more. We're not having to worry about whether we got enough gas to get to church or not. He said, in this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. So the only way we can live is through Christ Jesus. If we're serving the Antichrist, we're dead. Walking around dead. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Amen. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love perfects us. Still, the message that God's put on my heart is the spirit of Antichrist. Flip over, if you will, to Matthew 24. I like to read this once a year, and the year's about gone. Time's running out. It's almost 9:00. Turn over to Matthew 24 anyhow. And we'll start at the 4th verse. And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is Jesus talking, said, take heed that no man deceive you. I wasn't deceived overnight, but I've been deceived just a little bit all down through the ages where I don't have to get saved. I can wait till I'm older. There'll be another day. I don't have to go to church now. If Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you, you can be deceived. And America's deceived. This, what do they call it? Facebook church, online church. I remember Bush come back from Florida and he said, I know what we need. That's been a few years ago. I never dreamed of it. He said they were set up like Odell's sandwich shop, sitting outside with speakers at church. That ain't been, what, 10 years, Butch? Maybe not that long. And it fell in on America. Hello? We got empty pews. I'm going to ask you, what kind of person, and I hope they're all listening, it don't really matter to me, Preacher Bill, but what kind of person would walk off from a job and not give a notice? When I was in sin, I give a notice. I said, I found something better, different, or I'm moving. Even Woodruff's Evergreens that helped me as a boy from a quarter hour on up, and I think I was making 75 cents or a dollar when I got out of school and left and went to Canada. But I give a little notice. You don't have to give a notice to church because God's got a church down yonder. That's the spirit of Antichrist. I owe you all, church. I owe you all an explanation. If I die, there ain't nothing I can do about it. But if I'm alive and I leave, I owe you an explanation. Amen. If I'm going to go somewhere else and worship God, I've got to tell you I love you and mean it. Not send you a letter. Amen. Preach it, brother. The spirit of Antichrist has come into the church till the church don't mean anything. Amen. Everybody knows more than God as a whole. The best I understand it, Jesus said, nobody but God knows when he's coming back. You hear these prophets say they're just about ready to step out. It's just about time and they can get it right up just close. I might die before I get home. But by the grace of God, if I'm able, I will tell you when I'm gone. By the grace of God. Let me read this quick. I've got behind big time. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. How are we going to be deceived? Because it's false prophets and Antichrist. And we're not deep enough in the Word. The Bible said, try the spirits. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence, that's infection, and earthquakes in divers places. And these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. This is the ninth verse. He said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. I can see where we might could get this as he was talking to the Jews, but we are drafted into the true body of Christ. So I see this as what he said to the Jew, he said to Bill. I know they are a chosen generation of people, but can I tell you something? I didn't love God, he loved me. He picked me up. So I am a child of the living God. And he said, and they shall be delivered up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And I read an article how it's up like 40% of the missionaries and the people in the foreign fields, people trying to serve God, how they've been killed for standing on the word in this last year. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Have we ever in America seen hate as it is today? It ain't been many years we never heard about a hate crime. They were crimes, sure. But who spoke? The Antichrist. Who's speaking? Who's speaking to our mind? The spirit of Antichrist. It's plain. Who puts us on drugs? We listen to that. Who's waking us up in the night when we can't sleep and we're tormented? I find it there. It's right here in this, I'm sure, somewhere. But he said that it's torment. I've read it sometime today. But fear is torment. And have you ever seen as many people afraid of so many different things as they are today? He said, because iniquity or sin, it's the 12th verse. Let me go to 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When therefore shall the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. And that's when the false prophet, amen, steps up and says, I'm God. And he does away, Daniel tells us, he does away with the daily sacrifice. And he sets up in his own kingdom, in his own tabernacle. And he sets up and says, I'm God. Says he passes out peace all over the world, the false prophet. And how close is that today? When mankind is so led by the spirit of Antichrist, till they don't fear God, till they can pass a law for abortion or pass a law that they're passing today, and they're passing laws today that's busted America. As far as financially, America is heading down, down, down. It's the spirit of Antichrist. Amen. You read all through the Bible, it's always when we had evil rulers, they wasn't blessed. They was trouble. But they'll stand and tell you, a false prophet will stand and tell you that you'll never see no tribulation, you'll never see no trouble. Amen. I'm going to tell you, those poor folks in Kentucky have seen trouble. Amen. They're not the only ones. These floods, these things. But the Bible said the end is not yet. We've been blessed. And I thought, the mountains ain't protecting me. It's Almighty God. It's Almighty God. Who is protecting me from the spirit of the Antichrist? I don't know what about you all, but that scares me. When I realize, today we're so blowed up till we don't realize that the spirit of the Antichrist can deceive us. That the spirit of Antichrist, the false prophet, can deceive us and make us think we're all right. Because we're not close enough to God. I'm not smart, neighbors, but I'm going to tell you, America's not close enough to God to fight what's coming our way. Amen. We get mad when this thing is brought out. And he said, because iniquity or sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And I just have read to you that God is love, and how can the love of many? We don't know love till we know God. Amen. I did not know love till I knew God. And he said, the love of many can wax cold. So where are we at? I'm colder than I was 20 years ago. And I can put on a coat, and that ain't the kind of woman I need. I'm spiritually colder than I was 20 years ago. I turn around and say, well, Bill, you got some health problems and you're getting old and you just ain't able to go like you used to. That's the spirit of Antichrist. If God wants me to go, I can go. I can see and I can make it. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is in the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. Was he talking to sinners? He said, pray ye. Jesus said this. Pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, they shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ. We had false prophets and the spirit of Antichrist. Now we got false Christ and false prophets, and shall so show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth, behold, he is in a secret chamber, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcasses is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately, let me get this, and I promise you I'll quit. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. We'll cut off there. But Matthew 24 needs to be read. I've heard it explained. I've heard it explained, and they explained away pre-tribulation. They brought it down to it all be post-tribulation. But I ain't got there yet. And I hope they're right. I really hope they're right. Are we ready for tribulation? We fall all to pieces if no washing machine goes out.